AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Big Bang. It is what it is, man. BJ Scream.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask, what is then?
Bring you big facts.
Ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, is DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby Jade. It's time for another edition of Big Facts. And today we welcome the brothers from Toulon's. They have pulled up on us. What's up, man?
What's the deal?
What's the deal, Scream, man? What's up, Bank Day?
What's up?
How y'all feeling? How y'all feeling?
Hiding under a rock, you know what I mean? Give them a little background on Toulon's real quick so they can know what's going on, what it stands for, you know what I'm saying, what y'all represent, what y'all into and all that.
Well, we started back in 2017 and we really just a Southern streetwear brand. So a lot of things and a lot of stuff we do is going to be for our culture, for the Southern culture. And that's just what we represent.
And I'm pretty much, I'm on the face line of Toulon. I'm Benji. You'll see me all over social media. But like he said, we started back in 2017, really just coming in to be a staple in Southern streetwear. It was something that me and Bro, when we came up with the idea, we were really just trying to staple something different in the Southern atmosphere of the world. What we had kind of seen in California and just other parts of the world where we were studying fashion, we just wanted to mimic it truly for the Southern culture.
And this ain't no average, like, shit. This is not.
You mean, got on the glasses. I don't see a liquor when that nigga talk like, bro, yeah, I got glasses too.
All that shit. Everything. Socks, underwear.
I got some glasses on my back. That nigga ready to take the bitches out. I got a warehouse full of this shit.
You already know shit. It ain't no pressure on it at all.
So what did you guys do, or what was implemented into you guys' structure to make you different and set you apart from any other just regular street brand that was on the come up in the South?
We didn't want to get in stores. We started out like Master P. We was hitting the streets. We're from our hometown up into Atlanta.
What's that?
That's your Mobile.
So, we're from Mobile, Alabama.
Okay.
Right. So we start from Mobile pretty much every Thursday when we started the brand back in 2017. On Thursday, we would hit the road. We'd be in Mobile, get back here maybe Saturday evening, and I still come see all of my customers here. So we were just pretty much beating the streets, keeping our consistency, and just working as a building a true business along the lines of all that working.
Trapping that shit out the basement. I remember we seen goddamn VL, because VL Deck was the first person I ever seen.
Oh, yeah, that's my brother. No. Salute, man. Yeah, for sure.
Like, yeah. So when I seen, we just seen him come around all the time. Like, when he come to the hood, he be like, bro, that shit, Fred, that don't look like no merch.
Right. And it was colorful.
Yeah, where right. you getting that from? Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Put us on, y'all niggas went up. Congratulations.
Yeah. I appreciate it. That's love.
Like, I seen niggas pulling up in the trunk, out the trunk, then to the house, from the house to shit. Man, that shit big.
For sure.
Huge. And this ain't no regular decorative shit.
I don't know, a high quality. Wash it, do whatever you need to do with it, cut it up. I don't give a damn what you want to do. Mm. High quality fashion. We stand on that. Mm. We'll be around. We ain't going nowhere. For sure.
So with it, so with you guys going from the trunk and going from the grassroots and going like hand to hand and foot to foot and all that kind of stuff, how many times did you have moments where you felt like, man, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep doing this shit?
Oh, shit. I ain't never had a moment like that.
We don't feel like that about it.
Never. Shit, I come from nothing.
Right.
We come from nothing. You don't see my whole team, all of us, we come from the same place. We all stayed on the same street, or we family with blood, but we come from nothing. It ain't no looking back like shit.
Okay.
If I ain't working, like I worked a job making $480 a week, shit. Once I start making $200 for myself a week, it was over.
Yeah. So
never work again. Yeah. $200 for myself over $480 and y'all telling me what to do.
There you go.
Shit, $200 me every day of the rest of my life. It just got good. It just got good for us, for real. Sure. But hell sure. Nah, we work.
Y'all need to look like y'all selling records.
That's how you gotta do it, man. That's right. How you gotta do it.
I mean, we putting on for the culture.
Right, we putting on for the culture. When you come from a certain environment, you don't get to see examples set by different type of people. So exactly. At the end of the day, we sell clothes and we look like this. Right. Now, and everybody got to change.
Yeah, you look around.
My sure photographer. Yeah, everybody.
She look like hot cars.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, sure. But it ain't always been like this. Like I tell people all the time, just 2 years ago, me and bro ain't had no cars. We done grinded for a long time with just taking the sacrifices of the brand and just building ourselves. Like how we were telling y'all how we went on the road every Thursday. The Sprinter, where's our car?
Yeah.
We ain't have a car. So shit, if I'm on the road in the Sprinter, he at home sitting down just chilling, like you gotta come to work or not. Like we don't have cars, so we sacrificed a lot for a long time. I mean, until we pretty much got our whole team together and we were able to work like on the level of work we doing now, that's when we started to just kind of enjoy some of the fruits of our labor. But we were just chilling, kicking back.
It's a stat out there that I think over 80 or 85% of businesses fail. Like, most people start businesses and they don't do shit. So what's some of the shit that y'all made sure y'all did to make sure y'all weren't in that failing percentage?
Keeping the correct structure of a business. I mean, I feel like a lot of people get lax, and when they think something is work, is something can be working for you, but you can be doing it wrong. So you have to just sit back and kind of structure yourself like, hey, how would...
She's the biggest brand.
Like, how would Nike do this?
Right. That was the question we always asked.
Like, how would Nike treat their employees? Like, what is Nike going to do to have the next season out of me? Even if it's Louis Vuitton, like, damn. Louis Vuitton coming out with fashion the whole year ahead of time. So we might need to be at least 6 months to be halfway where Louis Vuitton is or anything like that. I mean, a lot of people just see shit and they don't actually study or know what they need to do to make that correct structure. So that's what we did. Made sure as a team we had the correct structure to make sure our business grew and was fruitful.
So you would agree, like, if you're jumping in the clothing game, you are competing with Louis Vuitton and Gucci.
Oh, yeah.
You're competing
with the top players. And that's what I tell when I get inboxes from smaller brands. I tell them all the time, like, I mean, I give you advice, but you have to understand you still have to look at me as competition. You have to look at me like, I mean, this is shit like Kobe and Jordan. Yeah. You got to understand that. I mean, I see what you're doing, but you have to want to be better than me. If you don't want to be better than me, then you just basically laying down and you're going to be there. You're going to be in the place that you
are. Or may not be there. You're probably not going to be there most likely. So, shit, you done laid down to it. So, the advice we always give them is, shit, this a business. So, we're laying a structure down pretty much every day and just building off of that. Pretty much always based on business, though.
Like,
we love what we do also, but, I mean, when we put the business with it, it just made us pretty much where we are today.
Do you think you ever exceed your expectation of what y'all wanted this shit to be?
Already.
Several times. That's how we that's what keeps us humble, because I mean, sometimes you wake up like, I mean, we've accomplished a lot, like with investments, real estate. I mean, we're serial entrepreneurs, so it don't really stop with fashion. So it's like we've accomplished.
What else you got going on?
Right now, and
about the whole city.
Yeah, where we from? We back from Mobile, Alabama. So downtown, right. We bought a. Y'all know that's the home of Mardi Gras. If you didn't,
for
know
sure,
it.
Yeah, okay. That's where it starts from, and then it goes to New Orleans,
exactly,
and all that.
Exactly. Yeah. So we bought a building downtown Mobile. It'll actually be two penthouse suites, and we'll start a restaurant downtown. We're gonna kind of keep under wraps what we're gonna do in the restaurant.
Oh yeah, you gotta let us know because I like to eat.
Oh yeah,
so
for sure. It's gonna
be there. No, we can have we'll have y'all a special invite. So yeah. No worries with that.
So yeah,
I need my own menu item.
Whatever you need, yeah. So we got that going on, and then around the corner from that, which is downtown, also we're gonna actually start the renovations on the Tulaness Mansion. It'll be just something like an Airbnb structure, just giving them just the full.
But like a custom house,
exactly.
Yeah, everything that's hard.
Custom,
that's gonna be
everything
hard.
Custom from top to bottom. That's really Tulaness, from vending machines to pool tables.
Oh, part of me is Tulaness, not Tulones.
Yeah, it's Tulaness. But no,
it's whatever you say.
That's part of the game. The name is the catcher. It's like, we don't care what you say. We know what it is. It's too long. They say too long. What all we get? We get everything. Yeah, too long.
So it's a couple pronunciations.
Right, just, for sure.
What the name stand for? What it stand for? Or what it mean?
Okay, so it's too long this, which is, if you break it down, we break it down to two. Lines S, which is two lines in the S, and that's a dollar sign.
That's a dollar sign.
For sure. Yeah, so if you see our brand, we got a lot of stuff. My name is Benji. It really don't stand for nothing. It's just Benjamin Franklin. That's dollars. Dollars. We all about the dollars. You get what I'm saying? So it just go on and on. Something that just made our brand full circle and something we could relate to for a long time.
What was the first thing that made you feel like, man, I got to get me some money? Like growing up as a young nigga. Like.
Man, shit, if I told, I mean, we had got some money and lost it. That's what made us get some money.
What you mean?
I mean, shit.
Big fact. We here. Right. We here. We here.
Sure. We here. So, I mean.
Not no incriminating
no,
shit.
No, it ain't no hell. No,
right,
it ain't.
What's
like,
happening?
Shit,
we
well,
here?
Shit. I mean, it ain't no
still
incriminating.
What happened?
My uncle and them had the paper. You feel me? We used to go with Unc Air something. He was a party promoter. You feel me? He had a record label. We'd go kick it with him every summer. He'll show us the in and out of party promoting, things of that sort. And shit, Unc had that paper. And one summer, I didn't go. Damien went. And so, Unc had the damn, used to come putting that money up from the parties. He like, one night, Damien called me like, shit, I got 2,000. I just got 2,000 from Unc. All dubs. He got them uploaded on MySpace in my inbox. I'm like, oh, shit. And then he say, Unc, come home later on. Like, shit, y'all got that? Gone on. You feel me? Damn, found the money.
Found the stash?
Found the stash. We got them. We ain't take Unc out. We got them. We ain't take Unc out. But I mean, but it's so crazy. I'm telling you this, but this is so crazy how it was all messed up because, shit, I was 12.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 12. Yeah. Like, I'm going to the 7th grade. I'm 12 years old. Yeah. Like, he going to the 9th. 7 and 9, we 2 years apart. So he like, shit, we done hit.
Yeah,
man,
kid.
I'm telling you, we hit 50 ball. We just got it, just chilling.
A 50?
Man, I'm going. I went the first day of my middle school. I go up in there with a dime. Dime all 100, drop it on the floor. She's like, hey, you come here. You come here. You finna get up out of here. Don't bring no more money to school. No more money. We're going to kick you out of here. And it's facts from everybody back here. Yeah.
The whole team.
He in 9th. He in 10th. We got them middle school to high school. Nobody got them over the 10th grade.
So you saying that money, seeing that money fucked you up?
Fucked us all the way up. Like, we just used to have, I used to have real dreams, like, probably like an adult have now. Like, shit, boy, I done really seen a few.
Hold on now. Let me go back to his story now. With the reason why any of this shit happened, because Unc was finessing us on the party.
So it was really retribution.
This wasn't just random.
Unc shit. Recipe Unc Soul. I mean, he mentioned it. Yeah, for sure. It would have been.
Well, I know you would have.
Oh, for sure. Come on.
Yeah, that's some kid shit.
Yeah,
that's
true. Yeah. We was already love. We had already started getting money again together and everything. Like,
you killed the way you said, man. We take Unc out the game.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
We let him play a little bit in that shit.
Yeah, we just took a little bit.
But it was because he counted the shit in front of us.
He kept counting the shit in front of us.
And he wasn't really breaking us off. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll buy us a little fit, some shoes or something. But shit, I was a little smarter than that. I'm like, boots and whip.
You can't eat clothes.
Right, for sure.
I mean, then it's just back to normal. After Unc leave for a few months, go back to where he stay. And shit, I mean.
It really go back to shit. rough. It's yeah, rough for sure. For a little while, you know what I'm saying?
Basic, right?
What y'all buying with that money?
See, we were buying
gold school shoes, chains, fucking. See, we had touchscreen phones in 2005.
Yeah, like, I thought you wanted to never go broke.
Never go broke. Whip, shit. I'm driving in the city. I'm the worst one out of all of them. I'm driving the mirror. I want a car. I'm looking at that money like, boy, I want to go get a Muncie. I want to drive to school every day. I'm doing all type of bullshit.
How long it took y'all to fuck that money up?
We ain't fuck it up. We got caught.
We got caught.
We got caught.
You know what I'm saying? Seventh grade, you coming home, $40 filing out your pocket. Your mom like, shit, the first time, she like, okay, he might have 40. Next time, she like, God damn, they 120. I still got the 40 in my room. He asked for the 40 back. Like, shit, it's $80 more. Mom like, oh, okay. Our mama went green. Our mama like, okay, I'm finna tear that bitch up. It's over. Like, I'm finna take all the clothes, all the shoes, everything out the house. I got to see where they money at. So, gee, we sat down on them about a week. Gee, they beating hell out of it. Like,
everybody else told on us shit. They got off phone, went to call and everybody else. But they ratted us out.
We were holding it down, though. Shit.
We held it down the longer we could.
For sure.
Yeah, so that's crazy, man.
Oh, so Harrison
Dean's
like, man, I gotta have some money.
Just to be honest, man, we had to go back to being kids. You know, a nigga went at that young age was not necessarily grown, but you were able to feel like you were grown because the money allotted to it. I mean, when you got money, everybody along with it, motherfucking mama, you know,
right. Bills and everything. So, you felt like it's all changing. It went back to regular.
Nigga get $300 for Christmas. Right. Like, damn, like, shit, I gotta go gamble or some, you know, like, make some shake to even make this worthwhile. It was a humbling experience, I ain't gonna lie to you.
We just took it by the chin. We ain't really never cared. We got a younger brother. We got some younger brothers, but our youngest brother who stayed in the house with us, we just went to sacrificing for him. Like, shit, this ain't no money no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? My mama give us a couple hundred for Christmas. Shit, we're going to keep him clean. You know what I'm saying? Go get his clothes, his Jordans and everything. Because we always been in the fashion. But we wasn't really the type of person who needed the Jordans and nothing like that. Like, shit, we're going to make it shake for sure. Like, I'm looking at the sale tag before the goddamn, the higher price stuff anyway. I was just taught that way. So we kind of sacrificed a lot for our little brother. But it was a humbling experience, long time.
What's the main point, like, the main point that y'all stand on, like, to remain focused within each other, like, because y'all brothers, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So what's the main point that you tell him and he tell you to just keep y'all on point to run the whole shit?
Are we on point? I'm on point. I ain't gonna lie to you. I really never, beside that shit, I done did a little
Beside that shit,
I ain't really been a bad example for my brothers. You understand
right,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we on point.
We done
point,
got in like, trouble. Saying, I always made good grades and shit.
I'm saying, like, what's the main, like, principle y'all stand on?
Handling business. We men in all situations, so it don't matter what it applies to. Like, you got to be a man, a gentleman. All of that applies to every standard in life.
It's
just like, shit, if you told me to beat up at 9 and you up at 10, you a fuck nigga for disrespecting your brother. Like, he ain't your daddy.
I ain't your daddy.
We ain't trying to be your daddy. We ain't trying to be that. We going to handle each other as men. We all standing on that business. So it's like, every day, like, the standard is set high. It's between everybody who in here. The standard set high. You know, I wake up in the morning, shit, I'm going to send you a text. Because, shit, we up getting it. Let's get it. It may not be too much or nothing, but I'm like, bang, shit, we got to get it. Shit, these folks need to hear something from you today because, shit, they don't hit me. They going to hit me. Like, shit, you better let them know. So the standard set from the energy to the business to the work ethic and everything. So it's like, shit, if you up there early, you can work out, shit, make sure the emails answer. Say less.
Because you can't do one without the other.
Yeah. Say less.
Right. You standing on that business. We try to make sure, like, within us, that we don't contradict ourselves. Right. Like, I mean, if you can wake up and work out, you got to wake up and do your work.
Exactly.
If you're going to wake up and make yourself breakfast, like, you a grown-ass man, handle your business. Like, because we brothers and we friends, it's not a laxed environment. Yeah. I'm on your ass.
Right. So
I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm on your ass.
And
like,
I think another thing that's amongst a lot of other men is, shit, we real men. So I ain't biting my tongue for him or nobody. Like, we ain't biting our tongue. Like, we going to address the issue. It ain't never a point with the business or to learn this where it's like, oh, shit, boy, we got to sit down and talk about what he did. Like, if you did it, it's going to be on right then. We got to address this issue because we ain't trying to create a problem.
Right.
We're not trying to create an environment, the energy.
Or let it linger or shit like that.
Because the energy going to be
out. That ain't what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, if they simp, everything has to be handled the same way.
Right.
I treat him a certain way. He has to treat them the same way. Cause that's my brother. Right. We say they are.
I'm not about to treat him no different.
You can't. You don't get no pass either. Right. Don't nobody get
so
a pass.
My attitude, because my attitude's gonna have to get checked. So if you acting like a bitch or your attitude bad, like you got to get checked too. It don't matter how mad it make you. It don't matter. You got the baddest temper. You like to fight all this shit. We're gonna fight then. You might get jumped because you're tripping. Yeah. You tripping on the team. Like we might all just jump in and just go squash it right then. Yeah. And you get too mad. Like you what the fuck, nigga? Like we ain't on that.
Yeah,
you feel me? But an apology can solve all that before we even get to that point, because we mean.
Yeah.
Like, I apologize, bro. Like, shit, what can I do to fix it? Like, that's what we on. Like, can I get, okay, or I ain't got to say none of that. It won't happen again. Like, we all mean. Like, you don't owe me no explanation for what you do.
You ain't a nigga girl. Yeah, you ain't my motherfucking girl. Like, you ain't got a lot of me tell me what you gonna do next. I don't want to hear no shit. You gonna change. Nigga, you ain't gonna change right now, nigga, fuck it. Right. Fuck you. Keep being a fuck nigga. I'm gonna make you a fuck nigga about that. Because you a fuck nigga about what you doing wrong. Like, what the fuck? You doing something that your personal partner is telling you doing wrong. And you gonna do it. You think I'm gonna keep talking to you about it? Nigga, I ain't your mama or your girlfriend. Nigga, fuck you.
What you say? On to the Knicks. Big facts.
Facts.
For sure.
So basically, because I was about to ask you, like, how y'all deal with entitlement and niggas just don't get it. Like, you know, because everybody ain't gonna get it.
Keep ourselves far away from being entitled.
You have to not act entitled about it. I appreciate everything. So I'm up in the morning because I appreciate this.
Right.
I'm working hard. At the end of the day, we still get paid a salary. So the money our business has, my business is a millionaire. I ain't necessarily a millionaire. That's not how it approach. I still get a paycheck every Friday.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm not taking that for granted. I'm in there doing that shit. And then at the end of the day, if I don't work at that capacity, I got to pay. My partners, they got kids and everything. I got to make sure on Friday, like they direct deposit hit on Friday. Like this shit not a joke. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if I don't feel entitled about it, can't nobody else feel entitled about it around me? I mean, of course, you still going to deal with a little entitlement, but you just have to check it. I mean, like they just keep it a
like-minded, it's a like-minded environment. So it's just like sometimes you can't get straight away, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, hey, my brother, like, we ain't entitled to this shit. Don't know why that was. Then we stop working today, we stop eating.
Right. What about the people that come up around y'all that ain't around no more?
Shit, we ain't got too many not around, like who not connected in some type of way, who we don't necessarily we. Because I mean, everybody's still family. Sometimes the situations make you where they can't necessarily be here, standing here.
Yeah.
But I mean, everybody who family, we still fam. Like, you know,
y'all still connected.
Oh, most definitely. We try to create as, like I said, we serial entrepreneurs. So we still working to create the opportunities so that they have some too. We got the restaurant opening, we got the mansion opening. Shit, that's more jobs for them to go. Let's make this money. We gonna keep it full circle. We this all family. So we ain't even really got to the point where we've hire outside people. We still in the family phase. We ain't had to go past it because, like I said, we kind of keep the egos, the entitlement, and all that out of it so that we don't have to work with people we don't trust and just not want to be around and just like-minded and just full circle. So we kind of try to keep it that way. They say they need answers. About what?
When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat. AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit Bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
How many streams of income y'all say y'all got right now?
Well, we actually, it's not, the clothes are really, it's kind of our money that we make on our sleep. We actually have invested, and we're still investing into real estate. We went into a multi-million dollar project. We didn't just approach like, well, we had homes, but it was already, it was too slow.
So we went into the commercial side and pretty took some hefty investments. So it's actually, we bought it last year in March. It's actually taken us a full year.
Is it Mobile or here in the
That's in Mobile. Mobile. All of our investments
are Mobile. So you start seeing a return on it. Yeah,
we actually going to only be finished with renovations in November of December. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we won't start seeing the end return until the first of next year.
Yeah,
we may not open until Mardi Gras. We probably just do a couple of soft openings. Right. And the grand opening, just kind of get the name out there, but we really still investing. Patient. So, like I said, we just chilling. Our clothing is what we love to do. All the other stuff is just stuff that we're learning to do to make sure that we're here forever, so that we don't have to sit up. If we don't want to make clothes or we sell clothes, we still sitting up chilling.
So some people believe in like go hustle at everything. They might have 10, 11, 12, 13 different hustles. They hustling, and that works for some people. But do y'all feel like you should be the type of people that should focus and perfect certain shit before you move to new hustle?
Well, right now we focus on clothes because last year we grossed close to like 20 million.
So, you get what I'm saying? So it's hard with a 20 million engine that you got running to not be able to do something else. You got to be kind of crazy. So it's like other people, I mean, they grabbing five, you know what I'm saying? No offense, but it's like we got an engine that's running for us. So we just really investing the money to make it where we going to have several engines.
Right.
But it's free right now because, I mean, we doing what we love to do.
He's saying like, I think Shreem trying to say like before y'all mastered that. You see what I'm saying? It's like, now it's time to do it. I ain't got no trust to invest in shit now. Right. But y'all had a ton of vision on the clothes.
Right.
Ton of vision. We had to switch focus from our surface being too big. I feel like if we would have focused on clothing specifically a long time ago, we would have been where we needed. Where we were. Where we are now.
Yeah.
But with us not being streamlined and focused on specifically clothing, it kind of detoured us in a few
trying
ways.
Trying to do other shit and with it and trying to see which one balances out.
So you gotta have relaxed money to actually focus. I mean, not when I say relax, it's like, okay, I got this. Now I can fully focus on something new I don't want to jump into. Like even with the restaurant, we've been doing restaurant research since we started making enough money to save. So that was one of the first things we were invest. We had menus and all restaurant signs probably 3 years ago. and we just opened the restaurant. We didn't know how we was going to do it. That was just what we invested into it, like mentally. Like, oh, let's look at this logo repetitively and just think about this. Have a menu. We got like 6 different versions of the menus, 3 different renderings of how the restaurant should look, 6 different restaurant scenarios to put in there. So it's just a whole bunch of different stuff that goes into what you're doing. Even with real estate, I mean, shit, we bought a $1 million property. It's an older property, and we didn't take a lot of things into account, like termite damage. Shit,
windows.
Shit, yeah,
the windows
cost a lamb truck. You know what I'm saying? Just the window for 40 windows, it was like $300 and some thousand. I mean, shit, we wasn't expecting that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Termite damage probably an extra $120,000. You know, just, and that's just investing. We were trying to make thinking like, damn, we got a $1 million building. All we got to do is go in and change this and this and this. Now we got
it was gonna be rolling, but it was totally different after. And then it's so crazy that we say that. Before we bought the $1 million building, we actually turned down the building that was about $500,000 with the full plans to the building ready to go into a structure, and it was only going to cost us $1 million.
Right. And
we spent $1 million on the building.
And even with shit like the architect, we didn't know that shit cost that much. That shit cost it's 100 G's just for the scope. So, I mean, it's like, damn, you know, but We didn't care. That's what we invested in. That's what we wanted to see. Like, I don't have to buy no more chains or no watches.
It was a fun year for us, right? Like, just to do something different, to actually and go into grow. That capacity.
Yeah.
Like, shit, I'm excited. I'm excited for what's to come with it. But I can definitely say that was the just true turning point and something that influential that we did during the pandemic. So our brand actually accomplished a lot of this during the pandemic. We were one of the brands that didn't see a decrease. We actually seen over a 300% increase in sales. Yeah, so it was pretty much a crazy time for us, and it was just like the world was shut down. Like, what else can you spend your money on? Like, I done went to the mall enough. I done swiped my debit card till they locked it up online. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, what else can you do? So it was just like, shit. He would call me every morning. I'm like, shit, let's buy it. Let's do it.
What's the soundtrack to your lifestyle? Like, what type of music y'all be fucking with?
I'm future.
Future.
Yeah. Well, man. Future. Like, I mean, we from all the way to Dirty Sprite. I don't really add too much new, just the new future. Like, I'm going from future old to new future. Crazy. Like, that. Yeah. I'm on the future. Like,
yeah.
I love Atlanta. Music in general, though, like that's something we've been on before we even moved here. Right. It kind of drew us to the culture of Atlanta in general, just like from the Rich Kids to Bank. I mean, because we went to college in Montgomery, so I mean, the Atlanta
music, State.
We went to Auburn in Montgomery. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, so just the culture and everything that was there kind of just drew us to Atlanta, and we had to come here to do a lot of shopping. We were doing a lot of shopping.
What's next? What's the like? Before y'all got into clothes, you nigga had a dream before that, like whether it was an athlete or a rapper or a musician or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you think y'all might try in the entertainment business? If you was to put some money, like, I want to invest in entertainment business. Cause that's just how it goes. Like, yeah, every being the man that's from the culture want to be in the.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's just how it go. Even every athlete want to be a rapper. Every rapper want to be an athlete. That's just how this shit go. Like,
yeah, we've been approached about managing or like starting a label. But I'm just, the way that me and my team set up and the understanding that we have, it's just going to be hard for me to work with a younger artist with, you know, his team and his ego.
Yeah.
And for me to actually let him know, like, bruh, I mean, it's hard to see. Everybody was young and hard headed, and we know how that goes. You know what I'm saying? It ain't, you don't be hearing that shit. You know,
right.
Nigga ain't hearing that shit.
Especially
so
when you having your way, you feeling yourself, so it's just different. So I try to get into, like I said, we try to music management and stuff like that. I mean, I could see myself, but it's hard.
You saying you can't go back and forth with that shirt? Right. Motherfucker ain't saying nothing. Right. Folding up and selling.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
providence shit.
If it's the right, it don't bark back.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You don't have to go back and forth.
So it's just hard. I mean, when we just built on the business structure that we built on, like, I just can't say, like, shit, oh, you want to change? Like, shit, I'm going to lock you in the studio. Shit, I might buy a house. Like, shit, it's your house. Like, shit, you locked in this motherfucker. Like, yeah, all the girls, all whatever you do, you do it now. But yeah, shit, yeah, we need a hit.
Yeah. Right?
Because I'm telling you, my ear's different than yours. I like the goddamn hear, like you said, I like to hear shirts float and like that package really quick. When the phone come on and I ain't dead, that one, yeah, like, yeah, I'm telling you, I'm the type of person that I be like, shit, I done tried to have artists. Me and Damon did it a couple of times. We be listening to their ass, I be like, ooh, but turn on that baby in that hoe. Baby would have rolled that hoe. Like, I want to hear Lil Baby. I don't want to hear that. I want to hear Future. Like, Future would, man, you weren't, man, listen, fool. I'm going to be up in that, like, bro, listen to how Future rolled that hoe.
And then that's the same thing about the clothes, though.
And right, another thing I don't like about it, they don't understand what millionaires work like. Like, they think them niggas really be partying this shit. Like,
yeah, nah,
you know,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and you know, they think we live a whole different lifestyle because they see you with a chain on and a nice car.
Yeah, yeah.
They think that you just, like, we going out having drinks. Like, bro, I ain't drinking. I go to the gym. I eat.
Right.
Right. Monday through Friday. Then on Friday night, just like I'm working, it get to popping. But shit, other than that, we locked in because we got shit to do. I got bills to pay. I got people to pay. Like,
Like, just like the clothing game, like you said, niggas gotta know when they coming in this new shit or anything, you competing with the top nigga.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what's gonna make me turn off Future to listen to you?
Right.
Right.
And let's make one of them. Mm-hmm.
Especially if you ain't working like that, nigga. Like, what am I
your
gonna
work
see?
Your work ethic can change.
What can
but
I
not
see
the
in
music.
You? We grown as hell. Like, I don't give a damn if you 16 and you wanna be a rapper. You taking on the grown ass man approach. Hey, my boy, you ain't hanging out in your neighborhood and all that shit. You gotta go to the studio.
My chance of my money.
My money.
You showing my money a wrist right here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You riding around with a stick. Boy, you gonna venture. I can't do that, nigga.
You
in the house.
Right. You got
security.
Be
really? You need security or you gonna do it? We can't do that. But if your ass is in the studio and you moving like a person that's supposed to be in the studio, but you wouldn't have to worry about that shit. Cause nobody wouldn't see you anyway.
Right. And you'll understand the business side of it before you understand all the stupid stuff. Cause you'll see niggas come through with their security and not their own gun. Like, come on, man. Like, that's crazy shit.
Brian, and that's another thing, like we preaching and then I let a lot of people know, like, man, I'm a civilian now. I mean, like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't call me and tell me who told. Don't call me and tell me who did nothing. I ain't got shit to do with that.
We just talked about that.
Oh, no.
That's the reality.
Like, yeah, shit, I'm a civilian. I don't even care about none of that shit. The police ain't going to never be around me for me to know he was a snitch or you was a snitch. None of that shit. I'm coming on regular people's shit. Like, if he with me and you did something, that's your business. Okay.
Shit,
Hold on. You said what now?
No, not as in like that. I'm saying, no, I ain't saying nobody. Not like that.
I'm saying, like, no. If somebody did something to somebody, you saying that you around me?
No, not necessarily did. Yeah. That's a different lane. I'm saying as far as the talking and all that,
I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah.
No, man, if it's goddamn, it's serious and that shit, I hope he was real enough to keep me up out of it.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't want to know.
Not,
oh, shit, I don't be around too many. Shit.
I'm chilling.
But here, yeah, I let he say, she say, I don't want to hear that shit. That ain't my business.
Fuck who right, fuck who wrong.
Y'all wrong if y'all talking about that stupid ass shit. I'm
grown
man.
To be talking about
it. We ain't talking. Y'all say the code is quiet. I know I'm quiet because I ain't talking about nothing. I ain't talking about the gospel, nothing. So I know I'm quiet.
Yeah.
So shit, the street law, y'all holding. I'm staying so true to it because I don't want to hear none of the shit y'all talking about. I ain't going to never say nothing opposed to it or nothing against it. Like shit, it's just like, oh, okay. Shit, but shit, he was investing in a little business. Shit, that was hard. Y'all want to buy that motherfucker? Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, hell yeah. Like, something to close. Y'all want to buy it? But hell nah, I don't even want to hear that shit. Half of the stuff I don't even know about.
That's what I was saying. Like, certain shit that y'all can get a young niggas to.
Oh, stay away from that negative ass shit, man. That shit is social media. That shit is blogs. Like, that shit is just what it's for is attention. You know what I'm saying? I just wish that young niggas wouldn't take that shit so personal. It's only the internet. Like, you can't lose. Like, yeah. I can't be mad at a nigga over the internet, man.
Right.
Come on, man. Like, you got niggas on your street. Nigga took your shoes in the seventh grade. You mad at a nigga on the internet, man.
That's your life, man.
He ain't do nothing to that nigga.
Right. Leave that shit alone.
Get this money, man. Don't let them people keep turning y'all against each other on the internet and shit, man. Right. Get that money, man.
It's all about
it. It's too easy, man.
Right.
We all come from nothing, bro.
To keep explaining and keep emphasizing how you come from more than nothing. Me and Bank just had a conversation about this like a week ago. Like,
can't emphasize
you emphasizing how real and what you come from.
Because you poor than me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
poor nigga for me.
I ain't poor no more. So now I ain't poor no more.
Your poorness is better than my poorness.
Right. Like, you damn near still poor, so I can't say how poor I was. Let me call my mama. Let me call my grandmama.
I still be wanting to know why. Why are black people the only people that do that?
Right. I don't know. That shit is crazy.
There's no other race.
That shit come from way back, bro. It's just a talk game.
I mean, it ain't even about where we come from. Us as black people, we learn this before everybody else. Exactly. We in a house full of people who doing this, the crack.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? No offense.
But other races, when they have something going on like that, they more of saying like, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm poor. Like, I can't eat this. Like, they really ain't eating steaks. We saying we poor and we eat steaks. You get what I'm saying? We saying we ain't got on no money, ain't got on drawings. Some people, other races are saying they're poor and actually poor. They shoes represent, they clothing represent, they lifestyle represent, and we just actually speak that out of our mouth, and that's one of the worst things we do as a race all together. Right. Like, we just claim that because we learn it so early in life to just kind of be like, oh, I can complain, I can say this nasty, I can say that ain't good, I can say he ugly, I can say all this. Nah, our opinion, not that value. Right. Look at the percentages in the world. We really not that valued. If you want to just take it back to statistics,
right?
Like, we're not that valued. So, I mean, the only way we can value ourselves is actually adding value to our race as a whole.
Right, for sure.
Standing on something. You see our billboards around the city? What they say?
Be the change you want to see.
Right. You see them now, got a picture of us. It don't have no t-shirt on there. They just got a saying. Be the change that you want to see. That's what we live by every day. Like, I give back to the community because I've seen a lot of people who had money who didn't give back to the community. It don't make me feel.
And I want other niggas to follow my example and get back too.
Something different because they never learned how we going to get better as a race. Like, if they don't understand that we don't got to fight, we don't got to argue, we ain't got to be pussy niggas, bitches, and hoes to goddamn communicate. Mm-hmm. Now we got that. Now we building as a race. Now we can step in these other rooms. Like, are we upset because they finna judge us? We just gonna overcome. Right. Look at the baby documentary. He like, if you just seen it from his perspective, it was so crazy that a lot of people were saying it was crazy. But that's how I think. Like, I can truly say that from, I mean, and this my big brother. Sometimes he tell me, like, you know what I'm saying? Bump this situation. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, I'm finna go do that. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, they said that, but like, if I rock the show, shit, how we ain't win? How we didn't win if we rock the show? Mm-hmm. We come from nothing. That's when you putting your nothing on another status. Like, that Grammy gonna come, he ain't gonna stop working. That's what I see him, baby. Right. Like, he ain't gonna stop working, and his name already on one. You get what I'm saying? In just that short amount of time, he could have said, F this, F that, and it wouldn't have came. But it's like, humble it, like, I got it in a way I ain't even expected.
That's why,
like,
I'm gonna get it.
So, you know, I'm gonna have 20 of them because I got this one not from even the work that I did by myself.
Fact.
And I know I'm great. So, I accept all my, what do they say? All your
flaw,
obstacles.
Nah, what they say when you going to the top, like, what they say,
take
obstacles. I guess so. All your obstacles to get to the top to just make me necessarily great. He collecting all.
You gotta take everything that come with it. I mean, it's nothing worse than what I feel like. It's nothing worse than what we come from, and that's what everybody got to understand about that shit. Like, all us from the hood, like, all us was in the spot, and niggas in this place that ain't got shit that the government pay rent. We got on fly ass shoes and fly ass clothes and shit, and we able to, you know, and you hustling and shit in that environment, and you. I mean, you ain't really doing nothing for the community. I mean, not in that, just that way. I ain't trying to be super saved where I just wish that everybody could kind of understand, like, damn, it's some damaging shit we got going on with what we got going on with the community, and we got to switch. We got to switch over. You got to be something new
for a couple of dollars. Like, I mean, you know, everything can just make sense. Like, sometimes your situation don't necessarily determine what you got going on, so your heart can be totally different. We just got to be the change. Right. Got to do a little something so the community can see. Like, so they'll know, like, shit, I got to get these couple of dollars back. I got to goddamn just do something different to make it be seen where we just ain't in that same light that we glorify so much all the time, for sure.
One bittersweet moment, like, when you making clothing is, and some other clothing brands said that this is when they kind of feel that they made it, but they also felt a little sour about it. Have you ever seen y'all shit like bootlegged in the flea market?
Not necessarily bootleg, but I mean,
because our brand is
style.
Influenced by style. I mean, we really don't pay it no mind because we are one and done brand. So by the time they copy something we've done, we on to the next season and we're not making that anymore. So it's like, you just made some old
but
shit.
But make you feel like a little type of way.
I mean,
like,
we used to get tight about it when
we got on. Like,
when we were younger, we got a little tight about it, but that shit ain't.
But that's why we work on quality. That's why we work
y'all
on.
Y'all get inspiration. Where y'all get inspiration from?
I mean, we get inspiration the same way. I mean, it's no way to get. I feel like fashion is not a, not a blank.
It's recycled.
It ain't a necessarily a blank canvas. It's not like you can look at a blank body and be like, oh yeah, this shit gonna be clean. Sometimes. Like, we know what look clean. Like, you know dark denim and Tim's clean. Everybody know that clean. It ain't just like no shit that's specific to you or Polo or Louis Vuitton, whoever. Like, everybody know the same shit. Like, everybody know a person like a Letterman jacket. Everybody know, man, I mean, everybody know a certain type of t-shirt. Outside,
if you got shorts, like, you got shorts to sell. You get what I'm saying? All you got to do is make them fresh. But people like essentials.
Like, how y'all get, like, where y'all, like, feel the clothes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when material, like, a nigga want to come from, like,
because you, I want this you, shit like this. You got to make a quality available to
every price range?
A lower price range consumer. So from us purchasing,
so that they can understand fashion, the quality.
We
you get what I'm saying? Exactly. Like, they can understand it. Because, I mean, at some points, you expand to a quality like this, and they like, I mean, I started off with a lot of complaints. Like, man, as thick as that. It's like, okay, if you want to actually create a vintage or a longer lasting brand, I actually made the quality in the brand to stand for 10 years. So it'll end up in one of these,
We wanted that. I want you to have
so many that you loved my brand throughout the years or in your prime that you had 100 shirts and you end up taking them to the Goodwill to Play-Doh closet, because them kids going to go in there and they're going to get it. And they'll be like, oh, damn, that was too long. I did see that back in the day.
Right.
Make it like food or something.
Yeah, that's hard.
Right, for sure. Mm-hmm. Just making a stable product, though. So it kind of just actually grew just to want to have something everlasting. And we always judge ourselves. So if I'm washing it and it's fading, shit, it ain't no good to me. I'm mad, too. Like, shit, I'm going home and I'm mad, too. Like, shit,
damn. Damn shirt fade. Man, that new sweatshirt, we got the damn little pillow. Hell
yeah. We mad about that shit. See, we really get pressed. So everybody going to be in the called in the morning like, man, god damn. They might be a little scared to call and say, but they like, shit, they'll call me because I'm a little more lax than damn. They be like, shit, god damn, Chris.
Zipper, that string coming out of
that
shit.
That sweater you put on in the morning, my shit was a little tight around the arms, and then the logo looked crazy. Was it fucked up? I'd be like, yeah, that shit was fucked up. Y'all niggas seen that shit from the fire. Damon had already told her that shit was fucked up. I'm finna call his ass. I'm like, damn, hell yeah, them black sweatshirts you told her they were fucked up. I'm all fucked up. All in the on the college about they can't fit them.
What you do when you get a batch like that though?
Shit.
Beat it out.
What you do, like put it on sale, like discount meeting? No, I mean
at the end
shit?
Of the day,
it be only mistakes that we can notice. Right. You know, we don't really make big mistakes. You get what I'm saying? It's like some measuring size type stuff, but it comes, you get what I'm saying? Just like y'all having a meeting, we might have a meeting with three sweatshirts. Somebody might get lax in that, and they gonna be like, oh shit, me and Damon look at him, and then they say, oh, this the one we gonna go with, but he ain't tried it on.
We just had a sweatshirt that was spelled wrong. We had three samples in, and it was spelled wrong on all three
of them, and we ain't catch it. So when they came in,
y'all placed
the
order?
Yeah,
they was on website, and somebody
That was a t-shirt.
Yeah, we had a t-shirt, and it was goddamn spelled wrong.
Right.
So, and we were like, shit. They called like, hey, yeah, y'all know that t-shirt on the website spelled wrong? Like, shit. Exclusive. No,
that's
shit.
That's exclusive.
No, it ain't. Shit, we went through all the steps. That bitch supposed to be spelled right.
Yeah.
Y'all, you might as well not even say it. You hope that whole sell out, because, shit, we in trouble. Like, shit, that ain't no game. Like, we done fucked up some money. Like, you tripping. Like, we done put a shirt on that spelled wrong, man. Come on, man. Take that shit down.
Get
like, away. We a lot of people who give away a lot of shit. We make mistakes. One thing about it, we make mistakes, your ass going to lose a morning. Because we going to give it away. We don't give a damn. You can mess up some book bag, we're going to give away 1,000 of them. Mess up two bricks, we're going to give away all of them. Mm-hmm. Shorts too short, we're going to give away all of them. Mm.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat, big fat.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. So if you fuck it up,
it actually gets us a lot more customers than anything. Sure. You get what I'm saying? Because we have trinkets all year round.
Yeah.
We actually make keychains, toothbrushes, stuff to give our customers something. And it's just like, when they get some, I get so many. It's crazy that we a brand that get maybe 20 complaint emails. I get 100 thank yous. Because his parents like, oh, I just ordered something on extra small on there. And y'all sent me a medium. And she'd be like, why you send me a medium? I'd be like, hey, how you doing? It was just something. I know it's holiday season. I just put you medium in there. Hopefully you got somebody you can wrap up a present and give it away for him. Right. So you won't have two things for your son. You bought him what he needed, and then you got something to spread the love
to
on.
To give it to somebody
And they'd be
else,
like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, that's amazing. You get what I'm saying? Like, oh, why I got a toothbrush? Like, why did I get a toothbrush and some balls in my bag? Like, just because I got some underwear and y'all gave me 4 more pair. Like, we gave you all the old ones. Now, you may not ever have on no other underwear. Like, that's how we build our brand with the socks and things of that sort. It's like, that's never leaving your household. Like, I see Bank probably once every 2 months, but shit, every time I see him, he got on Tulum this sock because I gave him 20 pair the first time I see him. I know people ain't going to the store and just buying socks. If they are buying socks, that means the new socks still sitting there.
Yeah. Right.
So guess what? They going to be Tulum this. They ain't Nike. They ain't none of that. So it's like, damn, them boys working. I got some Tulum socks up in here. I needed some socks, and now I got on Tulum socks. Mm-hmm. That's damn near like going to your aunt's house. You know, the same sock basket sit there for 10 years.
And y'all got the tray.
Rolling tray.
Mm-hmm.
We got rolling papers.
The money machine, the money counter. So if you're in your spot, you want to count some money.
We got action figures. We got watches. We got do-rags. We got hairbrushes. We got toothbrushes.
Hairbrush?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We got a hairbrush. You ain't got no hair.
You ain't got
no hair.
Yeah, he don't
need it.
You ain't got no hair, man. I ain't never put that one on.
Now that one literally went right over
right. My head. We like, that's one item you never needed. Like, so yeah, we got that. We got barbecues. We got everything. We got
barbecues.
That's all right.
Yeah, because we sponsor barbershops. Like, everybody from our hometown, we try to send them a couple of capes. So it's in every barbershop, even the barbershops
that's
that
product
we,
placement.
Right.
The barbershops we've been in here, most of the barbershops we visited here, they have our products. At least a brush, a barber cape,
mm-hmm.
a barber. Oh, we made a barber mat. also spent a lot of time. I mean, we've been getting fly for a bit, and we spent a lot of time in the barbershop growing up. So,
we got the magnetic mats, just pretty much everything. We had bikes, skateboards.
Oh yeah, all that.
Yeah, we got pretty much.
Yeah, I saw the skateboards.
Yeah, the bikes. We gave away all the bikes actually for what was that? Christmas. Yeah. Gave most of them away, and we were just posting on Instagram on random days. And you had a trip.
We gave away a Jeep.
Oh yeah, we gave away a Jeep.
A Tulane's wrap Jeep. That was about
last Christmas.
Yeah.
Christmas. And that was crazy too, because shit, everybody thought we were just gonna do the biggest gimmick in the world. We like, yeah, we're gonna give away a car. They're like, yeah, tell us the details. All we did is drop the sweatshirt, whoever bought it. Like, I don't give a damn you buying stuff all year long. If you bought the Christmas sweatshirt with the Christmas logo on there, you got in there. So it was only 105 people in there. We just spent the wheel three times.
We gave away three. Yeah, we gave away three chains, three
I mean, they go off a target.
No, I'm saying like documented like from the car, from the drive back and forth, from the Sprinter.
Yeah. We got a lot of it documented. We got,
but not
we
got all of it, though.
We got some good stuff.
That's one of them shit like Lil Baby just put out.
Yeah, for sure.
You know
over
what I'm saying?
Time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, who we building for sure.
Yeah, nah, that shit dope. Right. Y'all niggas shit dope. We supporting it 1,000,000,000%.
Appreciate it.
Y'all.
Sure.
Oh,
yeah, we
locked.
I appreciate y'all.
Rest is so Virgil and Off-White, man. In y'all opinion, like, what kind of influence did he have on y'all? And also, how do y'all think he changed the game?
He changed the game. I mean, he made it where people like us could actually flourish from the ground up with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, a lot of people didn't understand street fashion. I mean, or don't understand street fashion, even in that concept.
And I feel like they just opened. They pretty much opened the door up the site.
He made a nice base for our race.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that we can build from. Like, it's always been there, but it's just like, as Black people in general, to just take it to the points that he took it and achieve exactly what he achieved. It was amazing because he already had a brand that was a successful brand, and then he went to run Louis Vuitton. So it just opened a lot of doors. And then when he came for Louis Vuitton, it was really, in my opinion, some of the most urban and just forward fashion that we've seen from Louis Vuitton in a long time. So it's like,
she brought them back.
Right, for sure. Like, so it influenced a lot. Nike actually opened Nike. So the Off-White, that's the other brand that
he broke rules. Like.
Right, exactly. He broke all the rules. Exactly. And that's
the
what right made way. Exactly. That's what made it opened it up for our race to make us be able to break those barriers that pretty much he's already broken. Now you got to try to exceed it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What's that for?
What is fresh?
Me?
Easy.
Hold up.
Sit back, man. Hold on, man. You don't see me, man. Big Ben, man. What you say? Ask it again. Yeah. Okay, dead fresh. You see, everybody, all this fresh. You know what I'm saying? Tulane's is fresh.
Yeah.
We easy. Yeah. That's easy.
But answer. People have their own perspectives of fresh. But do y'all ever see times in fashion where you think people are pushing it or stretching?
No, because I understand it from all perspectives. You understand? Mm. You got to understand that fashion is a forward thing, and you're not going to understand it.
So when you look at Met Gala and Gala and all this other shit, and somebody just put on some shit that...
Because that's different, though. That's not ain't really fashion for you to understand. That ain't fun. That's art. It's art. It's art.
It's something to be appreciated.
It's trolling in it.
It's trolling in any art, though. You got to understand what art is controversial.
When you break those limits. Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And it's controversial, so that's why.
Yeah, and just like at the Met Gala every year.
Like, you talking about it right now. We on the big facts. You talking about it. That's what it is. That's what it's for.
Yeah, yeah. Right. and just like at the Met Gala every year, they have a theme. So the whole goal for the Met Gala is to choose or create the most outlandish outfit within that theme so that you can be the most talked about. Right. Exactly. So that's like the purpose. So when you say somebody's shit like, oh my God, I can't believe they wore that, or whatever the fuck you say, whether it's positive or negative, you accomplish the goal.
That's what it's about. It's controversial fashion. It's different.
Conversation piece.
I get it.
But I still had on what the hell bro had on or what the hell.
That's what it is.
You know, I'm about to bring this up, but I got to. You know who the biggest artist is?
Here it goes.
Jada
answer. We already
Kanye.
Yeah, no, Ye the one.
Oh, yeah, Ye.
Yeah, you cannot not talk about this nigga.
Yeah.
Can't not talk about
you. You gonna talk about
especially
what he
wear his latest Gap drop in the garbage bags.
Oh yeah.
Right. That nigga know what he doing.
Yeah, now you're starting to cross seasons though. Like, where's super winter stuff in the middle of summer, and I'm wondering if you're going to do it the
other
way.
That's what it is, though. You got to understand that even with the younger generation, we look for comfort. They comfort is a different way. I mean, they comfort is them feeling cool, I guess. I mean, or fresh.
Right, it's different.
So it's different. You got to understand that rappers never wear jackets.
I mean, you can only be the freshest
you can only be the freshest when you got on layers.
Yeah, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's never like a t-shirt never going to be the jacket. It's no day in the world that you're going to have on a t-shirt to be fresher than the dude with a jacket the layers, on. Come on.
Yeah.
Right. Nah, so you put on the layers. That's fresh. You ask what fresh is. Fresh. Yeah. You got to go layers before a t-shirt. If you go t-shirt before jacket, you not fresh.
Right.
Damn.
Not fresh.
And if you get,
you just be silly, man. Come on.
And if you get hot in the summer,
you ain't cool enough.
You ain't cool enough.
Shit, I'm so cool.
So fashion is pain. Well, don't women say that shit when they be wearing them high heels and all that shit?
No, fashion is fashion. I mean, fresh is cool. Mm-hmm. So if you get hot, you ain't cool enough.
Yeah. No, I feel too cold to get hot.
Too cold to get hot.
I guess I ain't cool because I had on a hoodie at Baby Premier and I like to fell out of
That's
when
I
walked outside. That shit was too hot.
You got to understand when you even with making fashion, you the kids. You're going to get the inboxes. And we had to shift to that and make sure we did have long wear available in the summertime. Because
also, that's why you guys do the long T-shirts and stuff in the summertime.
I mean, you have to have that.
I mean, fashion
doesn't stop. Yeah. I mean, like, we don't have as many as a wider range as we have in the fall and the winter. But you have to have hoodies and sweatshirts in the...
That's the standout pieces. Like, that's something with some brands don't really understand about fashion, that you have to move at the same pace as what you see the world revolving at. Right. So right now, like I told Bank, he came to see me. Like, shit, he had a Nike sweatsuit. He like, why y'all got sweatsuit shit? You got a Nike sweatsuit. You just spent some money with them shit. I want that money. Go buy another sweatsuit. Shit, right. The blue one gonna be from me. You gonna know I got it. Like, that's what fashion is all about.
Yeah, yeah.
So you gotta train your customers to actually know that you're gonna have this stuff before the major consumers have it, or at the same time. Mm-hmm. You wanna be in the same race of what's going on. So when Black Friday come around, you ain't just getting in your sweatshirt.
I understand. If you just get shit in on Black Friday and you're a brand, all the other brands now have shit on sale, how you going to win?
Right. On the best selling day of the world and you not having a sale. So you actually just cut your money.
Right.
Shit, probably.
More than that.
Because people love to try to save spending money. Exactly. They end up spending more money trying to save.
Exactly. Because you get more of a product. And it's like, why would I go to another place when I'm already here? When you go to the mall back in the day when they had it where you actually ran in the mall to get the stuff that you wanted to get on Black Friday. Think about it. You wanted to bring your entire family so that your ass, hey, you run to Toys R Us. I'm going to run to get y'all shoes. And we leave here without having to go get anything else.
Yeah.
Exactly. So if I have it and I have my Black Friday sale and you simply just say the biggest thing that's talked about in our race now, I want to support Black.
And I Black just
type
business.
Exactly. Yeah. And I type you in and you got a sale coming on Friday. Now I set my alarm for you and now I can get all my nieces and nephews if I like it. They
get
like
get everything out of the way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. What's the most sold product in clothing, period. Like, what y'all think?
Shit, that shit hard. It's hard to say. I mean, everything have its season. Shit, I mean,
I don't know.
Well, we have essential products probably sell the most.
As far as brands in general. But
Not just period.
Probably a t-shirt. I mean, a t-shirt. That's what
t-shirt.
I'm
saying. T-shirt.
Because even if you wear a jacket in the wintertime, you still got a t-shirt.
No, t-shirts. We actually have undergarments, like our own white tees.
Yeah, because y'all got the same kind of like white tees like Polo got, right?
We have
our logo at the bottom.
So we have our own pack. That's our best selling item.
With the tank tops or the
t-shirts? The Paxi t-shirts. Paxi t-shirts and socks.
Right.
Paxi t-shirts and socks.
Essential items always.
Okay.
Essential items always.
So are y'all ever going to branch out and start making like those same essential items for women?
I don't plan to.
Why not?
I'm a man. I mean, it's just kind of harder to cater to women when you're a man. Like, I don't know what feels good to you. I know exactly what feels good to you. I know exactly how I want it to feel.
Y'all ain't
like
got nobody
to try them on. So would y'all ever think about expanding your design team and bringing on some qualified females?
I mean, that's definitely, I wouldn't rule that out. I mean, yeah, that's money. Sure. I mean, I wouldn't rule it out, but right now.
I'm just thinking of tapping into another market.
Almost no, we have women.
I mean, we have the drops.
We have women drops.
They sell out in one day. Yeah, so, sure. I mean, when we cater to the women, I mean, it's a 24-hour.
They sell out in one day.
But I get half of the products I sell, I get a complaint on.
Because it's infant clothes,
it's too crazy for a woman. Because I mean, something can have a streak.
You got baby bottles, all kinds of things. You nigga crazy.
That's it.
He got everything you think.
He had a baby.
You gonna have grocery dicks in that motherfucker. It's not big enough.
We all got kids, but they all got kids.
If y'all made formula, y'all would kill.
Right at this point.
Niggas be all that shit though, man. For real shit. Everything like, man, skate. What the hell? Y'all ain't got skateboards?
Man, we on all of that
because we introducing. That's a streetwear product, and we have to introduce that to the culture. Just like we have to introduce Southern items to the streetwear culture. Like matching shit, like matching sets, like...
Right, that's some down south. That's down south. So it's like, that's what we catering to, because we Southern streetwear. You know, you may go up north, and they may have something totally different. Like
damn, that shit tacky. Like, you were just asking about Fresh. It's like, damn, that shit tacky. But... To that color is crazy. Like, why the hell y'all got something bright yellow or pink or this? Because niggas in the South buying the doors, they ain't thinking about that shit. They going to whatever store and they buying something to match what goes on.
Yeah.
So you have to understand that the Southern trap culture to understand Southern fashion, because the fashion here is influenced by the trap. It don't come from nowhere else. Like, everybody who's getting the fresh shit, they getting from what comes from the streets. So it's like streets first, then the And that's, I feel like that's universal in the South, from Florida all the way back to Texas somewhere. Like, it's going to be mostly influenced by what's going on the streets, what shoes are dropping, white forces, like shit that's based on.
I mean, it's different in the South. Right. So, I mean, it's just easy that we cater to what we know, and that's something that we know. And I mean, I consider myself as a person that's pretty fashion forward, and I sometimes just judge it. Like, if I do it, shit, you got to do it. That's the kind of attitude I'm holding with my brand. I mean, it's mine. So it's like, shit, I ask them, if you say you don't like what I make, shit, let me see how fresh you get. Let me see what you wear every day. Like, we're going to just judge it. Like, I might get what you got a chance. If you get what I get, I'm giving a chance. But it's like, that's the attitude we're carrying with it. And it's just kind of, like, sometimes that works with a brand. Most of the time it works. Like, you got to understand, like, you're establishing something for you. It ain't for everybody. Right. It's just catering to what you necessarily know. And sometimes that audience is what makes you super successful.
What you think made it catch, though? Like, what you think made y'all shit catch
Staying on? True to the South.
Staying true to the South and to ourselves. Yeah, for sure. And the work ethic.
Because you stand true to what you actually know. We could have went off and tried to make a jacket or some shit like that, and it wouldn't have worked necessarily. We did the shit how people do it in the South. We were in the neighborhood that people don't go to. You know what I'm saying? Pulling our Sprinter.
I mean, you know, shit, we pulling up. Like, shit, but I'm telling you, I'm a civilian. I don't give a damn what y'all over here doing. None of that. I came to see a cause. So if y'all want to rob me for the money I made for clothes, I might let you do it. Like, that ain't what I'm on, but I mean, I'm a civilian. You stupid. Like, you just took something from a civilian. I ain't come over here trying to be a gangster. You done took something from me. Like, shit, you tripping. Right. I'm on a whole different frequency.
It ain't even to be talked about because the engine was never there.
No, that's what I was saying. Like, what y'all think the marketing scheme was like? Because it was never like niggas was fucking with niggas, embraced it immediately.
I think it was just the true work ethic. I mean, we was available.
Yeah.
Like, you call me, I'm coming. Like, it wasn't too many places that I mean, because I didn't.
When
like
them all closed. Yeah, nigga, damn near meet you at your show with some shit.
Right. Right. Sure.
That's what I was on. Like, shit, I'm coming in there with you. And then it was so crazy that we were just so to ourselves with a lot of movements and everything going on. And that's what a lot of people respected. Because it was like, shit, I knew Bank. I used to pull up on Thug. I done pulled up on Baby. I done pulled up on everybody. It'd be like, oh, we finna go to a show. Like, y'all want to go? No. Like, we finna go back to the house. I ain't on that right now. I appreciate everything y'all offering to me. But no, like, I ain't really coming. Like, that ain't, but y'all finna
go to
work.
I'm trying to go see some clothes.
Like, shit, yeah. That's
I'm finna go to work, too. Yeah.
I'm working. That's what I'm telling you. It don't really stop right here. So I ain't really trying to boost, like, get my ego boost off of nothing that I'm doing. We just working.
Yeah.
So it was just our work ethic and being where we needed to be. Like, we was in those places. And like they said, really incognito. Like, damn, they was just here. How everybody got on two lines? Right. Where the hell they at? Who on this? Like, what they doing? They gone. Shit, they somewhere else working. Everybody call us and say, hey, I need you to do this for some work. But you asked me to come to the club, I might throw you out for a whole year. Like, I ain't really coming. Like, I ain't saying I don't go to the club. I don't go by myself. Like, we just chilling. Like, I don't like the club that much. I'm just going up in there, chill for a little
spread them off. We wasn't even playing.
My thing,
right? Yeah, wasn't even playing.
No, we don't need to go with everybody else. So, call me when you need some work. You need me to do logo, anything. I'll do it.
We ain't into the money contest. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything we do is just strictly for us.
Right.
I mean, for us to appreciate. So, we don't really, you know, involve ourselves. We stay out of the way, stay true to our work and ourselves, for real.
Solid. Well, I'm going to throw something out there before we slide, man. I'm going to throw in the air and the energy and manifest that too long. That's a big facts collaboration. You know what I'm saying?
Man, some sort. Man, he know we'll sum up so quick.
We had that shit tomorrow.
Right. Yeah.
I had a five for you.
He tripping. That's easy, Scream. We do that so quick. Easy. Easy.
We appreciate y'all pulling up, man. So if they want to get some gear, man, where they can check y'all out at?
Y'all can check us out on Instagram at TulonS90s. That's TULONES90S. And you can check our website out at www.TulonS.com.
Okay. That's what it is. www.BigFactsPod.com. Appreciate y'all pulling up. Salute.
For the streets.
Exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. If tonight's movie night is just what you need, make it special with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We went from normal life, healthy child, to acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.